FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, this is your show, and it's hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Anything goes. We do this thing six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 Eastern. The Saturday show is live as well from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every moment of it. And don't forget, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming there. So if you're in an area of the country that doesn't have us on the air, per se, tune in at freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free. We got a broadband stream, we got the not so broadband stream, and don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 888-532-4604. That's toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, we got at least a couple of guys hanging on want to talk about the Free State Project. But we're going to have to get to the enemy combatant calls first, because that's what we were doing last hour. This whole issue of a government being able to literally take you and put you in a brig, no charges, no rights to attorney, no rights to trial by jury, your entire bill of rights have been suspended if you're labeled an enemy combatant and taken into custody.
Where's the due process, you know?
And they actually pulled this one guy straight out of his trial. He was under indictment. They pulled him out.
What's his name?
Al-Mari. They pulled him out and put him into this brig. And that's where he's sitting today. We got people that want to talk about it. We've been asking for someone to call in who supports this kind of behavior on the part of the government.
Perhaps this year.
I think it's insane. So let's go to Ernie in New Jersey. Ernie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, I didn't call about the enemy combatant. I'm definitely against it.
Okay. It said enemy combatant next to your name, Ernie. I didn't think you were an enemy combatant.
Oh, maybe they got me classified as enemy combatant.
So what's on your mind,
let's hope
sir.
Not.
I hope not. Terry Schiavo.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I think this is one of the greatest crimes of the century being committed, in my opinion, based on what I've seen. I'm talking affidavits from looking right now on pro-life logs, former nurse that took care of her.
Uh-huh.
Affidavit.
You know, it seems to come down 50-50 on this. I mean, I don't understand. Why is there such a hang up in giving her to the parents? The reason is that there's got to be you know, some big reasons that politicians don't want to do this, and I don't quite get it. What's the other side of the coin? Because the only thing I'm ever hearing is that Terry should live and she should be given to her parents. And I mean, that seems to make sense to me, but I'm wondering what the other end of this is.
Okay, well, money.
But he turned down the money.
I believe he's getting. He has a. The way I understand, I can't say for sure. I believe he has a big insurance policy to have on her. That's another matter. I'm looking at
Could it be much bigger than $1 million?
I don't know.
She was just a housewife. I mean, she's not really worth it. You can't. I know, for instance, that I can't get $1 million policy on myself. The insurance company won't give it to me.
Well, he had over $1.4 million in his settlement, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Initially to take care of her, which I'm Carla Ivory, a nurse. I listened to her the other night. She had an affidavit when she worked in one of the facilities that she was at, April 95 to 96.
Mm-hmm.
The affidavit, she claims he had no treatment for, he wouldn't allow treatment, he was abusive to, there was constraining orders against some of the nurses aides had against him. He was so abusive, he had control of the place. He wouldn't, like he owned the place, as opposed to just...
So what do you propose be done?
A criminal investigation. The judge won't allow a criminal investigation. He, according to... Have you actually checked your website, terriesfight.org? Looked at that?
Isn't it terriesfight.org?
Terriesfight.org, right.
Uh-huh. So you want them to investigate the guy, but what do you want to happen to Terry?
She should be getting treatment. She's having treatment for 11, 12 years.
Yes. So you think that she should be turned over to her parents?
For now, a guardian would be fine. Right now, she has no guardian for stuff. This judge, the same
and
judge.
And who's going to pay to keep her alive?
Well, these people are stepped in. They're taking her all. In fact, They've on record. They're taking her.
As long as volunteers will keep her alive, as long as voluntary donations keep her alive, I got no problem with it. Ernie, thanks for the call, man.
Check that.
We'll talk to you later. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Philip in Virginia. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yes. Were you reading from a recent article about this enemy combatant designation?
Yeah. It's
very recent.
Today.
What is the title of that article?
Title is Beyond the Constitution. Wrong one. don't have it in front of me. The title is the article was written by Jacob Hornberger. I can tell you that.
Is there a website where I can pull this off?
LouRockwell.com, sir.
Okay, Lou Rockwell.
That's LEW, LouRockwell.com.
Okay.
So what's on your mind?
Well, this just they're just paving the way for be able to carte blanche, come and arrest me and you.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And I think it's despicable.
Is there anyone in this country that supports this behavior? All these George Bush fans, are they really behind this?
Yes, they are.
I wish one of them would have the balls, the cojones, to call in and make some sort of excuse for themselves. Make some excuse for this behavior, because there's no excuse in my book.
Well, they've been conditioned, to respond this way.
Would they be responding this way if it was Bill Clinton that was doing all this? No way.
Screaming bloody murder.
Well,
so it's just maybe they just have been conditioned to not question anything the Republicans do and just be mindless automaton followers.
Well,
maybe that's
absolutely.
What it is.
Absolutely. But you've got that mindless automaton mentality on both sides of the spectrum.
You're right.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, they're both of these parties are part of the same. They're the same coin, the obverse and the reverse.
Yeah,
you nailed it right on the head, Philip. I mean, there is about 30% of the 33% of the population out there would vote for Joseph Stalin if he was a Democrat, and there's another 33% that would vote for Adolf Hitler if he was in fact a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he would be a Republican.
It doesn't matter though. Stalin himself said that those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And, election fraud everywhere once again this last election. And,
it's just getting
worse.
See
what happened. Nothing happened. And it's totally out of control.
And even if John Kerry had won, we'd still be in the same place today. He wanted to continue the war on terror. He wanted to continue the war in Iraq. Hell, wasn't it alleged that he was George Bush's long-lost cousin or something like that?
Something silly.
Absolutely. But, even if they weren't cousins, they're fraternal brothers in their secret society, which, by the way, they pledge an oath, which supersedes the Constitution.
I saw some really, really weird footage of George Bush and John Kerry being interviewed on, I think it was like Meet the Press or something like that, where Tim Russert asks them about the secret society, about the Skull and Bones, and he asks them some sort of generic question about what it was about.
They both flash him a hand symbol.
They both had the exact same answer.
Holy crap.
They both said, well, it's a secret, I can't tell you.
Exactly.
Or something like that. And they just kind of had this attitude about it.
Well, that's their attitude. That's their arrogance towards us, and they think that they can they're above the law and they can do anything. Wherein, if they were truly,
and they are above the law and they can do anything,
yes,
because
they are.
Nobody in Congress and nobody in the Senate's going to try to indict these guys for anything. They're immune.
You see, these guys, they claim religious morality, and but their religion, if it's according to the scripture, they're supposed to renounce the hidden works.
It seems like their religion is death and hatred of the American people. Philip, we're out of time, man. We'll have to talk to you later. Call us again sometime. Good call, man. Thank you very much. 1-800-259-9231. Great points from Philip. 800-259-9231. We got calls rolling in like crazy. This is the show you can control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You get on the phones and talk to us about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're an updates member, it's absolutely free, just like everything at freetalklive.com. The calls are going crazy, man, which we got to get right to the phones and right to the fun.
Let's go.
Let's go to Captain Fantastic
Captain
in Texas.
Fantastic.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
I'd like to say a great hello to Manwich the Magnificent.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to get right to it if we could.
Yes, sir.
Number one, this it's called Charge Him or Release Him, and it's on the website that you said it was.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't have it in front.
But this is nothing unfamiliar, and if you don't know about it, NASA has 102 laws, and they're on the books, and you can get them off the Internet.
NASA?
Yes, NASA has 102 laws that stipulate if you are abducted or if you come in contact with an extraterrestrial or its vehicle, that they can take you without without a lawyer.
Really? So that's what. That's why they don't have enough eyewitness accounts.
Well, I don't know if that's it or not, but this is nothing new. I've heard it before, just on the other side.
Okay.
You know, and dealing with spacecraft and extraterrestrials. But the laws are there. I've read them, and they've got 102 of them, and they read just about like this. I mean, to an exact T, except you replace terrorism with alien or extraterrestrials and their
bizarre vehicle. but to your knowledge, I mean, to anybody's knowledge, nobody's ever been picked up as a result of the NASA.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you?
I guess you're right, and that's kind of the point
I'm actually surprised that this got out, really.
Yeah, that's kind of the point I was making. I mean, if Jose Padilla is in a brig, if Almari is in a brig, how many other people are there that they're not talking about? Right?
Exactly.
And how many people have just all of a sudden gone missing from their lives, and there's some sort of police investigation about it, when in reality it was the government themselves that plucked them out of their existence?
I agree.
I think it's frightening and disturbing, and Captain Fantastic, I think the answer is the Free State Project. How about you?
Well, that's what I wanted to speak to you on, and I understand what you're doing, but this is what I'm going to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Texas has the government in world court, because the government's trying to say Texas no longer has the right to secede from the Union, which is in our contract.
It no longer has the right to what?
Secede from the Union.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. We have ample room. We have ample food that we can produce. We have ample oil, whether they tell you that or not. Okay? We have the biggest National Guard of any state out there. We still hold we're the only state that holds the right succeed from the government.
Right.
So,
actually, the New Hampshire Constitution holds that right as well.
Does it?
Yep.
Well, what I'm saying is if you do become a free state and you succeed, you're going to need the power to back yourself up. So having Texas being one of the biggest National Guards that is paid by Texas and not by the government,
mm-hmm.
and not infiltrated by the government.
Well, first I want to make something clear, Captain Fantastic, is the Free State Project is not a secessionist movement. While there may be some members who like the idea of secession, and I might happen to be one of them, it's a last kind of resort sort of a thing. Like, we want to go to New Hampshire, we want to help persuade the people there to go in a libertarian, freedom-loving direction, and if for some reason the federal government tries to stop us in every possible manner, they try to get in our way, then secession may become the only choice. But, I mean, we want to go through as many legal channels as possible. So I want to make it clear that the Free State Project is not officially a secessionist movement, although I don't think it's such a bad idea.
Well, you know, I just have to wonder how long before it has to become that, because they're just not going to bow down and allow that to happen, I don't think.
Well, either whatever they decide to do, we're going to find out what it is, because, I mean, you'd have to agree with me, Captain Fantastic, that you can't back down just because you don't think they're going to.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But you do need the backing. There's no way to take on this government.
I don't know. The Iraqis are doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, I mean, they're fighting on their soil.
Well, and we'll be fighting on our soil. In fact, you think the American military is going to have a little bit of a tougher time shooting their own people? I hope so.
Well, that's exactly why they have, for the last 10 years, put our people abroad and brought French, Russian, German, I mean, you name it, they brought them over here,
what?
And they've got something like 112,000 foreigners, and our people are not going to be the one. Yeah, our people.
Who's got 112,000 foreigners?
We
Who?
Do, at our bases, our government.
In this country?
Yes, sir. Our people,
whose troops are they?
They're from France, they're from Britain, they're from...
Are they U.S. military troops? Or
no,
are they,
sir, no, they are... exchange troops, and that's
is there some sort of official acknowledgement of this, or is this like one of those conspiracy theories?
No, sir. It's official.
That's bizarre.
And
can you post? Do me a favor, Captain Fantastic. I know you've joined the Captain. Yeah. I know you've joined the Free State Project bulletin board system. I'd love to see some evidence of that claim. Can you post it there?
Sure. I'll
All right, man. We got it. We got to run. Great call.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Eric in New Hampshire, the soon-to-be Free State. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you two doing this evening?
Excellent.
Well.
Eric.
Well, yes.
Hi.
Sorry. I just actually, I was walking on my roommate that was listening to you guys. I'm actually born and raised in New Hampshire.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's a great state to live in. And I'm actually very happy about the Free State Project coming over here.
Are you? Very good.
Yes, because I come from a town where we were actually trying to outlaw the Patriot Act.
Really?
Yep.
Great. Which town is this?
Milford, New Hampshire, actually.
And where is Milford?
What?
Where is Milford?
Milford is near Nashua, kind of near the south end of New Hampshire.
How big is it?
It's about 3,000 people.
So you're trying to outlaw the Patriot Act?
Trying to outlaw the Patriot Act.
Now, what does that mean? You're just going to pass, because we've done that actually here in the Tampa Bay area where it's not really an outlawing of it down here. It's just kind of a statement. The city government has made a statement out against the Patriot Act. I mean, you're talking about outlawing it. How's that going to be different from making a statement against it?
Well, what we're trying to do is actually just for our legal system and our personal court system to actually make it illegal for anybody to prosecute us in our town.
Under the Patriot Act?
Yeah.
Excellent. That sounds good. Now, what's your progress on it?
Progress is actually pretty good from what I understand. There's a lot of people that support this. It's been pretty well documented in our local paper over the past couple of years, ever since it got passed.
It did get passed.
Well, the Patriot Act got passed.
Okay. Now, do you think that is this going to be voted on by the people? Is it going to be voted on by the city council or what?
It's eventually going to be voted on by the people once we have enough support to get it on the ballots, but...
Very cool.
We've been trying since about, I believe it was like 6 months since the Patriot Act was passed.
Well, I think you'll probably eventually get to it, especially since Free State Project members are already coming up there. How did you find out about the Free State Project coming to New Hampshire, Eric?
I actually was just searching the web, and I was just looking through Google through different things on New Hampshire, and I stumbled across Free State Project when New Hampshire was first announced for it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Excellent. So so in that case, then, did you find Free Talk Live through the Free State Project?
Actually, no. I just heard you today for the first time. I heard it. My roommate was actually listening to you guys.
Very cool. We're
clearly
glad
a man with no taste.
We're here 6 nights a week, so join us for every single one of them if you can, Eric.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, man. And keep us updated on your progress there with that Patriot Act thing.
Yep.
We really appreciate it. And thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. There still are people in America that believe in freedom and liberty, man. That's kind of one of the points behind Free Talk Live is identifying them and letting them know you're not alone. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Tiger Woods cringes every time he does it, and it cost Arnie Palmer a Masters. Slices or hooks on the fairway may cost a green jacket, but I'll tell the price tag for veering off center on the roadway when I come back. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. The fairway's nothing. The price you'll pay for slices or hooks on the roadway will cost more than a green jacket. And here's how to judge a vehicle that's below par. If you're motoring behind slicers or hookers, you'll recognize them by their tendency to creep left or right. If you're the driver, you'll feel your car pull this way or that and find yourself manually overcompensating. In either case, trying to keep a car down the middle indicates a problem with alignment, which is a double bogey. It'll cost miles per gallon because it takes energy to right a wrong, and loss of control, which is a real hazard. So correct your vehicle's swing. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, you got an agenda that you want to push, you got an issue that you just have to talk to somebody about. Because let's be honest, your friends and family don't care. They don't care. They don't care that you like politics. They don't care that you are interested in certain things. They only care about themselves. And that's how everybody is. But on this show, we really do want to hear from you. We really do want to hear what your opinions are on anything you want. At 1-800-259-9231. And hey, don't forget to get online at freetalklive.com and grab some archives. The last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described, now at 20% higher quality, absolutely free.
You're so proud that we're offering that 20% higher quality.
Why not? Make a point of it. Our archives sound better than they ever have right now, and they're still just as free as they've always been. Cost you nothing. So go to freetalklive.com and grab those up. Grab the podcast and vote for us as well while you're at it. Let's go to Ryan, calling from California. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Excellent, sir.
Good.
I got to admit that I have to thank you for your website. It's really easy to navigate through. I found
thank
it
you.
Just about 5 minutes ago and got onto it really easily.
Wait, you found it 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, I literally just found it like about, I've been on hold.
You've been on the phone
minutes.
More than five
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, about 20 minutes, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was really easy to navigate through, so.
Well, thanks.
I just called to actually say that many people that I do know do support the Patriot Act, which is kind of frightening to me.
Really? Like
yeah.
Who?
Well, my father, for one, and many of the students that I go to school with, they do support it. And I've kind of found that the common thread between all of them is that they believe that it's only for terrorists. That it only targets. Well,
I guess that's how it's been sold to the American public, but unfortunately, yeah. All these terrorists were people the day before the government picked them up.
Yeah, well, I mean, terrorists, you know, of course it does say terrorists, but they really can, throughout it, they can define what a terrorist is.
Yeah, isn't the definition of a terrorist, according to the Patriot Act, something so vague as to include somebody who smokes a joint?
It could be anybody that's selling marijuana that, you know, not jaywalks, but, you know, that just basically something that's threatening to the state, which is just really opening.
Right,
I mean,
and terrorism.
Go on limitlessly with it.
Terrorism is not supposed to, by its nature, threaten the state per se. It's supposed to threaten the population. It's supposed to, you know, the point of terrorism
exactly.
is to scare the people,
yes.
not to necessarily scare the state.
Yeah, and
so it's all twisted. The Patriot Act is all twisted up.
Oh,
crazy!
I'd never thought that they would pass anything like it. It's just really frightening. I've actually read it.
Really?
Sat down and I read.
Okay, now it is long. You might be nuts.
Now it's confirmed, Ryan. You can't possibly be more than, what, 17, 18?
No, I'm actually 25.
You're 25?
Yeah.
I keep getting thrown off. I keep thinking that some of these callers are much younger than they
Yeah, no, I'm 25. I probably would not have even...
How did you find the time to read the Patriot Act, Ryan?
Well,
our politicians couldn't even read it.
I read it off and on, and
okay.
I accessed it through, there's a website called InfoWars, through Alex Jones, and
right.
He has it readily available. You can basically just scan through it. It's huge, but if you just take your time and, you know, just make it a point to read it, it's really frightening. And it's definitely, I mean, you know, some of it was definitely over my head, you know, as far as understanding, like, everything. But
oh, yeah, it's legalese, and legalese is very difficult. Any law is very difficult to read, and there's a reason for that. They don't want you to read the laws. And they don't even read them. As a matter of fact, Downsize DC, one of our favorite organizations here on this show, has actually working on a project. They're working on legislation that they're drafting. And that's going to, if it's passed, and whether it gets passed is a whole other question, but if this legislation were to get passed, it would require that Congress actually read out loud every single law that they have on the floor. So someone would have to go up there and read it out loud, and they would put all kinds of provision in there that make sure that, because you know how sneaky Congress is. If there was a law that said they had to read every single law out, proposed law out loud, they'd have 50 people get up there and read it all at once. I mean, that's how slimy they are.
So they're trying to think
of all the different ways they might try to find loopholes in the law and take them out. But wouldn't that be great if something like that got passed?
Yeah, it would. It would definitely. It would join the people, you know, to what's being ruled over them. You know what I mean?
It would
connect them.
Ryan, anything else on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to mention that the whole situation seems Orwellian, and I know that's probably been used 100 times. But
so is this
I use
first...
it at least once an evening.
So the whole invisible war, you know, just this could go on forever, and the fact that we really only know what's in the papers and what's on TV, and, you know, we're constantly told that we're in a state of threat, you know, and
it's
kind of frightening. But
it's all a lie.
Yeah.
It's a big lie to control us.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan, is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
It actually is.
Well, congratulations, and you're going to have to join us 6 nights a week. We do this Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 Eastern, and on Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern.
All right.
So hop on board at freetalklive.com, join the bulletin board system, and be sure you sign up for the updates so you know what's going on. Okay?
One more thing before I go, I'm sorry. I just saw a documentary recently about the throwing out the Patriot Act from the cities, and there's about 600 to 800 that have already done it.
Yep,
they're just revoking it. They're rejecting it.
There's actually even a couple of states that have done it as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Ryan,
thank you
great
very much.
Call. Check in with us again sometime. 800-259-9231. New people tonight. We like that, man.
It's great.
We like it. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Calls continue to roll on here. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Oh yeah, how you doing, guys?
Excellent.
Just a quick comment today about today in school. A little bit about propaganda in our government-run schools. We were in gym, and I guess we're doing meditation. And
what?
Yeah, we do meditation in gym. And, I guess,
is it religious sort of meditation, or is it just you just repeat the word one?
No, it's
over
not. You don't have to repeat. You just lay there and listen to what the person's saying on the tape. And I guess relax.
Find your secret door.
Well, you know, I always wanted them
imagine
to bring...
Imagine your power animal, that kind of thing.
I always wanted them to bring back nap time when I was in high school.
Well, I guess everybody's goofing around. I was actually sitting down trying to pay attention to it, and I was laying down, and they were saying all the stuff about relax, you know, breathe and stuff, and all of a sudden they were talking about, you know, things in life, you know, how you can deal with them and stuff, and all of a sudden they threw something in about... I can't remember exactly, and I had to ask a couple people to verify because I thought I was going crazy, but it said something about you have to release and relax in order to give your full support to government figures or something.
What?
Right in the tape. It said, like, I don't know if it said government or it said authority figures because we've had some problems with our school lately, but it was some type of, I don't even know where it came from, but I thought I didn't hear it right, and then I had to ask a couple people, and they're like, yeah, I don't know what that was. They just kind of brush it off because they don't.
Well, so let me see if I understand this right, Nick. You had you were in a yoga session or something in
like a little meditation
in your physical education class. You're in a meditation session. There's a tape with some sort of like low key relaxation music on it, and there's some sort of some voice that's telling you to do certain things.
Right.
It
wouldn't be a voice like mine, all nasally.
Lay down, close your eyes, that kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. Like
and then
that,
in
right.
there, just, and don't forget to defer to government authority figures.
It was very subtle. Like, it was blended right into it, but somehow I caught on to it. And I was
You're not making this up, Nick. That's really
I am
spooky.
Not making it. And I just,
it's so crazy.
Right when I heard it, I just was like, what the hell is that? I didn't know what it was. I was like,
That is bizarre. And that's kind of something we've put an open call out to on this show, is the instances of propaganda that people come across in government-run high schools. Great example, Nick. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Dude, calls again sometime.
All right, I will.
1-800-259-9231, because we're not in school anymore, man. We don't know what kind of things that they're trying to do to our
of
kids.
Of all the things that I would have imagined going on, I wouldn't have imagined they'd had guided meditation with pro-government themes going on in high
Remember,
school.
Remember, stay tuned to Free Talk Live, because there's more coming up. 800-259-9231, it's your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Take the blue pill.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle, and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control anytime at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send in their photo because they listen to the show, and they're proud of listening, and we're proud of them listening, so we show them off on our website, freetalklive.com, and it's not a beauty contest, ladies, so if you want to be a part of it, just send us your picture. Tell us a little bit about yourself as well at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only... It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 888-532-4604. That's toll-free. Or log on at freestateproject.org. 888-532-4604. Freestateproject.org.
Now, we get emails on this show And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you want to email a specific host, there are specific addresses at freetalklive.com. You can go find those on the About the Show page. We get emails in all the time about various different issues, comments on the last night's show, etc. We don't have time to read them all. Sometimes we'll read some of them. But one of them came in when I woke up. I checked my email this morning, and I found a pretty disturbing one. Now, let's qualify it. It's not the My Lai Massacre. It's not, you know, some sort of horrible destruction of human life. But nonetheless, it shows the mindset of some of these sick Fs over in Iraq. And I'm talking about our military. Our boys and girls. Now, I want to believe that what I'm going to tell you about, I want to believe that these kids, let's call them young people, people who are maybe 18, 19, 20 years old, that these guys weren't this way when they were kids, but I want to believe they became this way when they went through basic training. That's what I want to believe. It's possible they were this sick and sadistic when they were kids. Here's what it was. A video from Iraq of, I would say, at least three, if not four people who were shooting at a dog. There's a dog, just a cute doggy.
20 feet away from him?
Yeah, not even that, maybe. Maybe just 15.
Plugging bullets into this dog.
Shooting the dog in the head. They shoot the dog in the head, and they're laughing about it.
Yeah.
The dog is crying. It did not die on the first shot.
No.
Nor did it die on the second shot.
Or the third.
Nor on the third. And for the fourth shot, it finally went ahead and, I think, quieted down. According to the text that accompanied this particular email, according to the guy who, I guess, sent the video in, he was proud of it. He thought it was fun. He said that when they went to move it with a shovel afterwards, this is part you don't see in the video,
yeah.
And if you can handle it, because it's pretty disturbing, I've posted it on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system under the issues, so you can go see it for yourself. They went and, I guess, tried to move it with a shovel, and apparently it was still alive. And so then they put some more bullets into it after that.
They're not very good with these guns of theirs, are they?
No, they hit the damn dog in the head. It just didn't die. It just cried. It was crying.
Howling, yowling.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Like anyone else would if they
disturbing.
Got shot.
Disturbing.
And lived. And these guys,
you know,
hey, get the 9M. Get the 9M out. I firmly believe that these kids were warped in basic training. This is what I've read about. This is why you have people who you've seen the torture photos with the girl given a thumbs up by the guy that they just beat up or whatever, and just like they're having a good old time torturing these guys. Do you think these people would have been torturers in their prior military life? I don't believe that that's true. I can't believe that that's true. From what I understand about the military, and I've never been in it. Nor will I ever join the military. But from what I understand, when the recruits are in basic training, they get treated like crap. Like, you are treated like you're not a human being anymore. They want to dehumanize you. They want to abuse you. Because they know that you won't have compunctions about abusing others. You won't have a problem when you're ordered to torture somebody. You won't have a problem questioning those orders because you were beaten. They beat the hell out of you in basic training, and it's time you gave it back to somebody. What better chance than to have an excuse to beat somebody up if you're given orders to torture someone? So I think it's just kind of this sick, twisted, militaristic mentality that these kids' minds have been warped, and this is how they're taking it out. I understand they're bored. There's probably not a lot to do when they were there that particular day.
Well,
there's no excuse for that kind of behavior.
I let you get through that whole explanation, and I don't believe it. I believe that, in fact, these guys are just full of testosterone. I believe that testosterone is the, it is the drug that caused World War I, World War II, and all the wars that we've had. And it's also the drug that built the Empire State Building and the pyramids. I mean, it does many great things and many horrible things. This is what happens when you take teenagers and guys in their early 20s, give them automatic weapons and, you know, shush them on about their way. I think that just happens. It's human nature.
Unfortunately. I don't know for sure. You don't know for sure. If you've been in the military, if you've seen behavior like this, and you have some sort of insight as to why they're doing this, would love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That all aside, there's no doubt that it's a disturbing video.
It is really awful. Bad, bad, bad.
I mean, it. Obviously, you've got to be a sick person to torture somebody.
I guess there's not
a
lot of blood in it or anything. But
can see the dog taking hits in the head.
You can see him taking hits, and he's clearly suffering, I guess, is the way to describe it.
And they're having a ball. You can see it for yourself, freetalklive.com, in the bulletin board.
I haven't heard about this on any news site. I mean,
no.
I think we're breaking this.
Could very well be. You heard about it first on Free Talk Live. Sickos. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Anything goes.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. And anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, don't forget freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system with all kinds of interesting stuff, disturbing, fun, thousands of posts there. So you'll find something to your liking, I'm sure, at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Rars in Connecticut. Rars, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, you have one guy give you a website. I don't know if you've heard of it, InfoWars.
Uh-huh, yeah. We're well aware of Mr. Alex Jones. He's on the same network as us.
Right, because actually I'm waiting for his show to come on.
So you can, that's nice.
I've started.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Thanks for calling my radio show and talking about
this. You guys were wondering where there would be evidence for foreign troops training here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where is the evidence?
Well, he's got some of it. Got some of it on his site. On his site. I don't remember exact articles, but you know what? That's personally, I think he stands out from most of the sites out there.
Well, great. That's wonderful.
I think that this is one of the farthest out there claims that there is. I mean, it.
And by the way, I looked at the links.
You can't really hide a million troops or 100,000 troops.
I just looked at the links, man, and there's nothing really conclusive there at all. But Rars, if you've got some fresh links for us, post them at the bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. We got to move on. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Publicus in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amwich. Publicus?
Publicus?
Publius? Publius. In Alabama.
Yes, Publius.
Publius, you're on.
Oh, did you think that we were talking to somebody else?
When you mispronounced my name, I did, sir.
I'm sorry, man. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been in the military for more than a few years, and I haven't seen the videos because I didn't register on the BBS. But I will say that there are a few foreign military officers and enlisted soldiers at various posts around the United States, but I cannot in any way substantiate what the previous caller said. I believe it was upwards of 100,000 men.
Yeah.
That, I would believe, gentlemen, that's unfounded.
It sounds unfounded.
From everything that I just looked at some of the links that the other gentleman who called had posted on our BBS, and there's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing. It's just conspiracy theories.
I've been hearing this since I guess I've probably heard about the same guy that was talking to me about the Trilateral Commission.
Or checking grid coordinates on the back of highway signs.
Yeah. Well, he told me about the Chinese, the Red Chinese Army taking over a town in Ohio in the mid-90s, and yeah, this is something that's been going on, and you know, like the rumors of it, and I don't know, it doesn't seem to come to anything.
Oh,
Publius, we're low on time. You got about 20 seconds to make your final thoughts.
I've been listening to the show for a while. I haven't called in, I'd like to thank you guys for the work that you're doing, and I support the Free State Project. I'm in the military now, located in Alabama somewhere, and intend on moving to New Hampshire when I get out.
Thanks. Awesome. Good luck getting out.
Publius, are you scared to put your email address in and join our BBS?
Yes. Unfortunately, you'd be paranoid, too, if somebody was out to get you.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Call us back sometime and tell us who's out to get you. We're really interested in that. This is your show, Free Talk Live. We're coming back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and as you can see, anything goes. It's been Ian here with you.
And man, which...
And again, in the meantime, between now and 8 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow night, we'll be back on. Don't forget to log on. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern.
If you're tired...